Blog Talk Radio.
Sadly, because we're back to doing like once a month broadcast.
But you know,
due to school.
The cool thing about this broadcast is that it's an hour and 30 minutes long.
Yeah, well, I'm the only one excited for this.
I am excited for this. But anyway, in honor of the November holiday, we are giving you a Thanksgiving special for all of us and you guys can talk about what part of K-pop are we mostly thankful for. And of course, because we shall discuss the new hit, but yes. Then again, that's what it is. I'm after you, Beck. I love you, though. But yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, if anything, if you would like to contact us with any questions, comments, or shout-outs, email us at any time during the show at kwkpopradio@gmail.com. That is kwkpopradio@gmail.com. Or tweet us at daily k tweets. Our Twitter is dailykTweets. To call us during the show, the number is 347-539-5372. That is 347-539-5372. Again, we would really appreciate if you guys would reach out to us, especially today because it is our Thanksgiving special. Because yes, it is early. Mm-hmm. Our Thanksgiving special. It was either this week or like around next week up like near towards Thanksgiving. But you know, our schedules that can't mix up, so
yeah.
So don't be afraid to tweet us the name of your bias or favorite K-pop band throughout the show. We will give a shout out here to you and your bias or band, and also we will also talk about our biases and our favorite bands because you know, it's Thanksgiving, we're faithful to whichever.
Okay, so. As you know, Thanksgiving is mostly famous for food, so during this special, we would love to talk about actually Korean foods that everyone usually enjoys during the Thanksgiving time or just in general. I know all three of us have been to Korean barbecues multiple times, and we all love Korean food. If you guys like ever decide to go have Korean food, make sure you bring lots of people because, trust me, it is a lot of food.
Yes.
And we'll all talk about our favorite foods that are Korean. Definitely mine is bulgogi, which is like the barbecue, and it's a marinated kind of beef. And then the brisket in Korea is really good. And also kimchi fried rice, which
yes.
I love so much.
I like the bokkeumbap.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's the chicken fried rice, if I'm not mistaken. My boyfriend has taken me out many times to eat it. But I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's trying to get me to eat tteokbokki, it will never happen. Tteokbokki or whatever.
Tteokbokki.
Whatever.
Spicy rice cakes, if you guys don't know.
Which is, by the way, my favorite. I know it sounds a little bit crazy, but I have tried it before. It's actually not that bad. You know, it's
just if you have a lot of water. Same thing with kimchi. You know, I really hate spicy things, but I actually love kimchi. It's just like that, especially since it's like in a jar for like months, which kind of sounds gross, but it lets it like soak up all the seasoning and it actually tastes really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Korean pancakes are really good too. Probably those are like one of my favorite appetizers that you can get
mm-hmm.
in a Korean barbecue. And it's like, what is it, potatoes and egg and green onions and carrots in a pancake, and you eat it with a sauce that I cannot remember the name of it, but it is delicious. And definitely another thing that is my favorite, Korean bakeries, which they have both L and SM have never been to Korean bakery. And if you guys don't know, like, Korean bread is probably the most delicious bread I have ever tried in my lifetime. And I've been to so many places. But if you guys, like, live in New York or maybe around L.A., there's definitely a lot of Korean bakeries that you can go to and just literally just spend, like, an hour there and try all of the delicious foods that are there. I would definitely recommend. They have it's kind of like a roll, but it's filled with a honey syrup,
ooh,
which is delicious.
I'm gonna try this.
And, of course, they have the typical red bean-filled cakes and the little fish that are filled with red bean and the ice cream that is filled with red bean, and they're all absolutely delicious. I swear, I can. When I went to L.A., I just went to the bakery and just ate a bunch of food at the coffee shops and sat in the cafes and ate a bunch of food.
Ooh.
And they're just so good. And I know they have one in Florida, if any of you guys live in Florida, actually, by, it's on University, and it's called Paris Bakery, I believe it is. Just search up, like, Korean bakeries near me and go out and try them, because they're actually really delicious. I was really surprised, but I love them. What else are we good?
I would like to talk about the dumplings. I love dumplings.
Yeah. Every time we go to an Asian-related restaurant, this kid is always like, dumplings, 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 every single time. She's obsessed with dumplings. You guys should send her dumplings for Thanksgiving.
Lots of dumplings.
Just
I love
tweet us pictures of dumplings. Tweet us pictures of K-pop stars dressed as dumplings. Because that happens.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Jackson Wongfong.
Jackson Wongfong. That's cute.
Oh, God. Okay. There's this one company I know they sell lots. There's a lot of other companies that sell dumplings in Costco. But if I have to mention one of my favorite all-time companies that does a good dumpling, it's Bibigo.
Which is a Korean brand. It's actually like the Chipotle in Korea, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. You go there and you get like a stone. You get a stone bowl and you pick like all the things you want to go in your bibimbap, and that's what Bibigo. They're actually opening one, I believe, in the Incheon Airport, which I was excited about because when I went last year, I saw it. And I really wanted to go to that restaurant, but I have a picky family that doesn't like to eat any food, so sadly, I didn't get to eat any of the Korean food while I was in Korea.
But yeah, I love dumplings. I love dumplings. Not as much as wonton soup, but you know, I love dumplings.
Yeah. And you can actually buy those in Costco. And you know, Costco, everything comes in bulk. So you buy like a bag of those, it'll last you a month. Unless you're Stephanie, it'll last you like a week. But
or maybe days.
Or maybe days, yeah.
Like, I mean, if I had a three bags, it'll last a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm obsessed with dumplings.
Yeah. They are delicious.
But, like I said, all my boyfriend is trying to get me spicy food. It will not happen. It will never happen. Spicy food is not good for you.
Spicy food is good.
It
cleans out your sinuses.
To a certain extent. Like, oh, and they sell King Ramen. Here in America,
yeah,
in Walmart, you can buy it for like 95 cents. Boom.
Yes, Shin Ramen is very good, but be prepared to have like a jug of water or possibly a jug of milk, or put like cheese in it or ice cubes in it,
yes,
because it is probably the most spicy thing I've ever had, and it's just like literally you can feel like all your air passages opening up by just eating that.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we're going to talk about gin.
Oh, my God. I love gin.
Me too. Jin actually does like his own kind of mukbang channel, and if you guys don't know what mukbang is, it's practically people just taking videos of themselves eating. So Jin has a special, it's on the Bangtan TV thing, and season 2 started earlier this year, but it's he just eats food, and I bet you probably Jin will do like a Thanksgiving special doing Jin, and it's just funny because watching him eat food and all the noises he makes is just like, I just enjoy it so much. Yeah, I waste my time just watching him eat food, but he is so silly and loves to like make the most funny noises. Like you can feel his passion and his love for food by the noises he makes. Like he's really enjoying it. And once again, that is on the Bangtan channel.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now we have to get into the new K-pop that came out. I know SM and both L are dying about TVXQ's new debut.
Yay, poor Sam right here.
Which finally, after years, EXO decided to make a subgroup and everyone's excited about it because usually none of them have solo careers. Never.
Well, except for Lay. He has his own thing going on.
Yeah, that's true. But like, this is our, like, this is like EXO's first subunit.
And it's like the best subunit in the history of subunits.
Well,
except for Bad Guys, we love Bad Guys.
Or TTS.
Or TTS. I love TTS, so yeah. But anyways,
I like AOA Cream.
Yes, because it's basically like they portrayed them as the male Powerpuff girls.
They're like the Ashimas.
The Ajumas, the Powerpuff Girls. They got the Powerpuff Girls colors. And, well, you know, Human is Blossom.
Yes.
Baekhyun is Bubbles. And obviously, Chen is Buttercup. Yeah, we love Little Buttercup. Oh, and you know how Chen is technically the Mafia of that subunit. So, therefore, that's why he got But okay. The new single, Hey Mama, is like the best song ever. You can whip to it.
It's a jam,
You can dab to it. You can do whatever you want with it. It's so like normal in a way.
And also, can we give a shout out to rapper Byun?
Byun Baekhyun. Didn't it all kill you guys when Baekhyun just randomly belched out like a rap?
Yeah.
I was just like in total shock. I'm like, Baekhyun, where is this coming from? Like now, we better hear Baekhyun rap in every single EXO song. If we don't, I'm going to be really disappointed.
No.
He needs to rap more.
He actually sounded awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
the beginning of the one, his rap.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yes. I was
so good.
Oh my gosh.
He had that deep voice and you're like, Baekhyun, where did that come from?
I know. I was like, fan girl. I was like, he was like, he had like the deep voice, and then he was rapping. I was like, oh my gosh, he sounded so good. And during Hey Mom, I was like so surprised. I was like, okay, she was probably gonna rap throughout the whole song, and then all of a sudden, like,
Baekhyun
comes out with his rap, and he starts talking and like rapping in English, and I was like, oh my god, yes.
It was a bit rough.
SM says it was a bit rough, but, you know, this is his, what, like, not first time rapping, but, like, rapping in songs.
Yeah.
Because he always sings, and then,
but he
did awesome.
He did
awesome. Okay, what do you have to say, SM?
But in conclusion, the song is not an overall success.
Mm-hmm.
Even the fans.
I'm very proud of these boys, I don't want to call them my own, but I want to, so. Yeah, like,
just hardcore EXO trash, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I am.
So, you know, us as K-pop fans, like, even though all the people are older than us, they're like our kids, man. Like, we're always like, oh my god, my children, like, they're growing up. I feel like EXO, like, took another step, and they're growing up now.
Yeah, like, I'm very proud of these boys. They're actually getting there.
Yeah.
They're like, getting
off their lazy bucks. Hopefully, Mama Awards, TVXO will perform.
Oh my god, yeah, because I know.
I know EXO is, probably.
Last year they did Lifesaver, dropped that And Call Me Babies, I believe this year they're going to probably be doing Lotto, Monster, CBX, probably, and the Lucky One. So we got more songs this year. Hopefully they're going to be it's going to be a longer performance. We don't know, but vote for them, please.
Yes, vote for the Mama Awards. Even though I didn't vote for EXO, I voted for BTS. But I know, I'm the one in the house that's total BTS trash, and the rest of them are EXO.
No, it's okay. But just like, here's my point of view. You guys can vote for whoever you want. You guys support for whoever you want. And as long as you know, if you vote for them and you support them, then they know how much you guys want them to like win.
Yeah.
So like, EXO and BTS, like,
they're best
buddies.
Taehyung and Baekhyun are like the best of friends. Whenever you see them on award shows together, they're so cute. Like, I live for the EXO and BTS reactions.
Yeah,
they're so adorable.
And also, like I said, you guys both keep voting. I think it's still going on, the MAMA Awards. Yeah. And whoever wins, you know, as long as, you know, you guys support your favorite bands.
Yeah.
And that also.
Next, we're going to talk about Block B's comeback. Now, Block B, I mean Bad Stars, sorry, which consists of P.O., B-Bomb, and Yukon. Now, the first song that came out was Beautiful and Selfish Girls, which was kind of, you know how I feel? I feel it's kind of like a Daft Punk kind of feel.
Sorry, we passed the 15-minute mark. Okay, so like I said, if you guys have any comments, questions, or shout-outs, and you want to contact us at any time during the show, you can email us at kwkpopradio@gmail.com. That is kwkpop@gmail.com. Or tweet us at DailyKTweets. And to call us during the show, the number is 347-539-5372. The number is 347-539-5372. Like I said, we really appreciate if you guys would reach out to us, especially today. And don't be afraid to tweet us the name of your bias, by the way, or favorite K-pop fan throughout the show, and we will give a shout out here to you and your bias or fan.
Okay. So back to Bad Stars. Now, Selfish and Beautiful Girls, I kind of felt like it had that Daft Punk feel, which I love Daft Punk. It's probably one of my favorite English groups. And how awesome would it be if they actually made like a Just Dance version of like Block B songs? Yeah. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, please make that a real thing. Like, I bet you millions of people would buy that. Like, we need to all write, like, Wii or Nintendo and ask them to make that. Because that would just be the most awesome thing ever. And then they came out with Make It Rain, which, let me tell you, that was, like, the most heart song.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that song. And the music video was absolutely trippy. But the dance and the choreography, like all the live stages, are hilarious. I was dying over P.O. and Yukon and B-Bomb with the red lipstick that they're wearing.
Oh, my gosh.
And the dance is just, like, so awesome. I really want to learn how to do it. I probably will, like, sit at home one day and just watch the music video a bunch of times to learn how to do it because it's so good.
And they do, like, that move where they're, like, they're trying to, like, push you away or something like that.
Yeah, that's, like, the best part
I
of
know,
this.
I like it.
The push it up. Oh, my gosh. But it's really good. And the I'll Make It Rain will be stuck in your head for days. Of course, now we have to talk about Blackpink.
Yes.
Which we were all kind of surprised it wasn't as, like, turnt as the ones before. But I feel like this comeback was really good.
Yeah,
Playing with
too.
Fire.
That song is a jam. I love that song. I've been jamming to that song for a week and a half since Halloween. I remember when it came out. I'm just like, damn, that song's really good. So I've been putting it over.
Even today. I really like today, too.
I feel like with this comeback, I feel like it just kind of showed more, like, the softer side to them. I felt
their voices were showcased,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, and whistle, I thought, okay, yeah, that's more of, like, the little, like, more of, like, the calmer song than Bumbaya. But, like, this comeback, they actually were, like, really, like, more vocal. More vocal. I don't know how to explain it. More, like, they showcased their vocals more throughout the two songs, especially Jennie.
Jennie's voice is so beautiful.
Yes.
And I usually, like, when they first come out, I saw her as more of a rapper.
Yeah.
But she sings so well. And she's my bias in their group. I love Jennie.
I love her
too. But, like, the whole style of that music video, even their outfits and the way they, like, dance and present themselves was just overall, like, very captivating. Like, I felt like I can feel their pain when they're talking about that guy, about how terrible he is, and how, like, their love is like playing with fire. You don't win. And Stay Two was, like, beautiful, and I love that acoustic sound that was in it. And it was kind of sad. I'm very confused with the music video. I don't know if they're dead or not, because it kind of said, like, on the thing, something about heaven, I think. So, and then they're in that empty place all by themselves. But overall, that both of the music videos were, like, a very strong comeback, and I really liked both of them. And then,
yeah, me too. I also want to say that I love the dance.
Yes.
Playing with fire.
Me too. The live stages are so good.
Yeah, and they use, like, the really big microphones just to know that, like, they're actually singing live. Because I know before people thought that they weren't singing live, but I think they were with Bumbaya and Whistle. But this time they had, like, the huge microphones, and you could hear the vocals. And they actually sound really good. They sound very powerful, and then they actually don't sound tired, too. And, also, the outfits were.
I love the outfits. Those loose, like, blouses that they wear, and the tight shorts and the jeans are just beautiful. And I love, like, Rosé's hair. I wish I could dye my hair that color.
I want Jisoo's hair. Oh, Jennie's hair.
Can you get it?
I love their hairs. And what else is there? I'm sorry, I had, like, a blank moment for a second. But yeah, I really like their songs. I think they did well with their song that they came out. And so next
is,
well, it's a show.
Yeah, I haven't watched Red Velvet's new show, but Red Velvet has a picnic on Sunday afternoon show.
Yeah, it's on their YouTube channel.
I see a couple of on the page, but I've
seen, like, some gifs of it where they're just, like, I think they're just, like, talking and they're just, like, eating. They're gossiping, I think. I don't know. We haven't watched it yet, but we would like to.
Yeah.
Like, probably after this, watch it.
Yeah, probably.
Because
we'll think about it.
Yeah, we didn't have enough time to watch it.
Then we have Taeyang, the queen. I love Taeyang. Her song 1111, again, it kind of has that Blackpink Stay feel. It's acoustic and very slow. And it's so, like, sad, man. Like, JRE was saying, like, man, I want to give Taeyang a hug. Like, I felt that too. When you watch that music video, you're just like, oh, I'm so sorry for her because it's, like, so sad. Like, 1111, you want to make a wish. But, like, your wish will never come true.
And it talks about, like, how she's, like,
it's all about a boy.
It is so cute.
That
song has that feel for, like, remember when she dated Baekhyun?
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
that was a very sensitive topic.
It was a very sensitive topic. And then I feel like that song, I feel like she probably might have dedicated to him. We don't know, but it got that feel. Like, she wants to make that wish. She probably wants that relationship back. But we don't know.
I don't know.
It's like a really sad song. And you get that, like, Nicholas Sparks feel. Like, you feel so sad for her.
And you can hear, like, when she sang that song, you can hear, like, the sadness.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Speaking through her.
Yeah. And you get, like, the one thing I love about Pan is that when she sings with, like,
emotion. Like, she's like,
she's angelic in general. Yeah. Like, so, like, oh, I love her. Her voice is beautiful. And she's one of those people that, like, I feel like Yoongi. You know how Yoongi, when he raps, he has, like, you can feel that pain in his voice that he always has. And I can feel that in Taeyeon. Maybe she's been through a lot of sad stuff in her life.
Yeah.
And then we have to talk about the Kings. The Kings came back. Well, one of many Kings, because there's multiple Kings of K-pop.
Yes.
But Vix came back with the end of the trilogy, which I forgot the name of the trilogy.
I think it was Kratos.
Kratos, yes.
It is Kratos, but the trilogy's conception.
The conception trilogy, which is finally over. And they're actually releasing an album soon, which is all of them together. And that song is so good. I love that song. And, oh my gosh. Like, even the music video was very odd because they were all, like, frozen in time. And I was kind of confused in the music video. I was like, what is going on? But, like, when that bass came in and it said, nothing about girl, I was like, this again has been killing my life. And even, like, their whole mini album, Desperate. If you guys have not listened to Desperate, like, what are you doing with your life right now? You need to go and listen to Desperate and watch the live stages because, my gosh, Desperate is probably the best one because it kind of has that, like, hate feel from, what is it called? From 4 Minute, where it's, like, slow and then the bass just, like, hits you. It comes out of nowhere and you're like, oh my gosh, like, what? Like, you can't do that to me. I need a warning. Like, please tell me that this come and just, like, throw it all at you. And it's just so good. I love that song so much.
Thank you.
And just, Vix has done it again. Like, they always look beautiful, and their outfits are beautiful, and their live stages are beautiful.
And
they sing so good. Yeah. And in the closer, when they do that part with, like, the all, like, holding each other's shoulders. I cannot speak today. Shoulders, and they're doing the leg thing. Like, you can hear all the girls screaming because let me tell you, Vix, like, their legs are so, like, beautiful looking. That's, like, such a weird thing to say, but their legs are, like, so long and they're so,
they're so tall.
And just, like,
I think ends, like, the shortest one.
Yeah. But they're all, like, really tall.
Yeah.
And that song, though, is really good. Both The Closer and Desperate.
Yeah.
I love both of them. They're amazing. And, of course, Seventeen is having a comeback, but they decided to throw out of nowhere a mixtape from the hip-hop unit, which was so good. It's called Check In, and literally you're just going to be singing every day, like, I check in New York City, Singapore City. Yeah, I check in.
And by the way, rest in peace, Mingyu's hair.
Oh my god. Mingyu's hair, you need to roast SM because she didn't put that on her roast list, but we forgot about that.
I'm so
sad about his hair.
Me too.
They're all like, that song was really good, and I didn't like how they auto-tuned Mingyu either. Like, why? Mingyu's rap voice is so good. Like, they didn't do it to the rest of them, but you know who else killed me? Wanwoo killed me in that song.
Wanwoo's
rapping voice is really deep.
It's so...
I mean, they all have deep voices.
Wanwoo has, like, the deepest out of
them.
And it sounds so good.
So good. It was really good. And that music video was kind of interesting, too. It was kind of silly. It was, it wasn't really, like, a music video, I feel. It was just them having fun, kind of. But the song is really good, and I love it. And, of course, we have to get to B.A.P.
Oh.
Now, both of them did not watch this, so they're going to have to plug their ears when I talk about this because they don't want to ruin
it. Only Nan has watched it so far because we were originally supposed to do
A reaction video to it.
Yeah.
But, like, it took forever for us to do it. And I'm like, well, we have to talk about it on the radio show. So I'm like, I'll watch it. So, literally, that music video was, like, one shot all over again, like all the feels were coming for you, and the song is so awesome, and just like, oh my gosh, the chorus is like, will kill you, and Bello's rapping part in the chorus the chorus will kill you. And then was Jungkook's new hair is beautiful, and like it was killing me so much in the music video with freaking Daehyung losing his girl, and she was dead in like the garbage bag, and then it was all Jungkook's fault. Like, I was not prepared for that. Jungkook, why are you gonna do this to us? Like, I was not ready. I was so sad. Jungkook betrayed us.
Oh, I really
want to
watch it now.
It's so good, though. And it's, like, it's exactly 10 minutes and 4 seconds, which represents 1004, which was Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that's gone is technically the girl that dies in the music video.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, really cool. I love how they kind of incorporated it together.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, that song is so good. And then even the album is just so good. I forgot all the songs that I liked, but the whole album is amazing. And I was just listening to it yesterday, and it's amazing. I love it. And of course, B2B had a comeback, the Kings of Vocals, because they're all the Kings of Vocals.
Oh. Okay.
Because they're just, their vocals are amazing. Chansub was looking beautiful, and Eunkwon was looking beautiful too, and I was surprised because, you know, those are like the silly people in the group,
mm-hmm.
but for this comeback, like, they brought all the sex appeal and just threw it at you, and you were like not ready for it, but it's so unbelievably good, and I love it, and it's so like sad because the whole thing is like they're praying and they're like, I'll be your man, and then of course at the end with Minhyuk all beaten up, and then the girl just like sees it happening, and she's just like, I feel like she planned it all, and she just walks away and is like, oh, you can just beat him up. I'm like, Minhyuk, I'll go save you. I will go kill all the people and protect you. Like, I got you, bro. But oh my gosh, and he was wearing no shirt too. Like, oh man. They killed me.
Oh my god, Natalie.
They had a fast rap part too, like really fast, like Jello rapping fast rap
mm-hmm.
part between Ilhoon and Minhyuk, and like we were not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peniel had an English rap part that was so good. And that song is just so good. It's really good.
Now
I'm so excited. Yeah, you guys have to watch it.
Now I'm intrigued. Because we originally planned to do reactions, but like, of course, like,
yeah, we all were, like, busy over the week,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't able to do it, and then we're probably going to do it today, but we don't know.
Yeah.
But, yes. Well, anyway, you get to hear my reaction over the phone. But, of course, we didn't add this on the list, but Hoyun?
Hyorin.
Yes.
Hyorin.
From Sistar had a music video and she came out, and it's called Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is so good. It should have came out in the summer because it's like a total summer feel, and it's just like, it's almost like Hyuna's How This. I feel like they're really similar because it has that like hard beat but really soft.
Sorry, I have to interrupt you for a bit. So we passed our 15-minute mark, and so if you guys want to tweet us, make sure you tweet us at Daily K Tweets, and also if you want to contact us or you want to send us something, make sure you email us at kwkpopradio@gmail.com, or like I said, if you want to tweet us, you could go to our Twitter, Daily K Tweets, or if you want to call us, like call us right now, and I want you guys to call us because you guys are right here. I see you guys. You guys are liking our posts. You guys, don't be so shy. Okay, don't be so shy. We won't bite. We're gonna talk to you about like.
Well, fangirl with you.
Yeah,
because I always love to fangirl. I mean, my boyfriend has to hear me fangirl, and he fangirls with me because he's a K-pop fan.
Yeah. He's like, okay. He's awesome, by the way. And, yeah, just, like, call us. Call us at,
347-539-5372. That is 347-539-5372. It's in the bio, by the way. And just call us, you guys. We want you guys to reach out to us. You guys are liking our posts, so you guys, come on now. Don't be so shy.
Because you're biased. Like,
yes, I tweeted it out. Someone liked it. We know you're there. We're not scary, okay?
Uh-huh.
We would love to talk to you. TG21s, you know you're there. Okay.
But Hoyens, I always mess up her name. I'm sorry if I mess up her name. Karen, Paradise is, like, really good. And I love the sets, too. I love how it's, like, in the shower. It just kind of sounds weird. But it's, like, a playful, like, summer kind of shower. And then her songs is really good. And the beat isn't, like, hard. It's really soft. And I feel like she, like, because, you know, nowadays, like, everyone's coming out with this, like, hard beat song. And she kind of, like, diverted from the norm and did, like, a non-hard beat song. But it's still, like, really hype.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, her dance is really good. It, I'm telling you, it reminds me of Tiana Taylor. And it's just, it's so good. And then she came out with another song with Jay Park, which I can't remember the name of.
It's called, I'll look at it right now. One Step,
which is really good, too. I love both of them.
Jay Park is awesome.
I know, Jay Park, oh.
Oh, and
did you watch Me Like You? Like, that music video, it got a lot of, like, kind of people were going kind of nuts because of it, because it kind of implied something. I'm not going to say because they're trying to keep this PG.
Yep.
But if you watch the music video, you'll know. But that whole song is, like, super, super good. And just, like, the dancers in it are really good. And Jay Park always makes, like, these awesome songs. And it's in English, too, so, like, us fans that are international can sing it. It wants to be, like, every single day, like, baby, me like you. But the one part that I hate, Jay Park, why you gotta say, I'll even dye my hair blonde for you, I'll be your Justin Bieber? Like,
what?
Jay Park, you're 100 times better than Justin Bieber. You don't want to be him. You're,
no,
like, more cool.
No offense to all of Justin Bieber fans.
I do love Justin Bieber. I was a Bieber fan. Mm-hmm. I was a believer. I'm still a believer. But, like, Jay Park, man, like, you got your own swag and your own style. You don't need to be Bieber. Like, no.
No.
You gotta be Jay Park, you know? Jay Park is, like, gets all the ladies.
And
Bieber gets all the kids.
Yeah.
You don't want to be.
And by the way, Jay Park, be you. You're awesome.
Yeah.
You need to be like, oh, I need to dye my hair blonde.
You gotta be like, you know, PTS, you know? Like, I love myself, Jay Park. Love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, don't be comparing yourself to Bieber.
No. That's like saying you're comparing, like, it's like comparing, like, the big leagues with, like, an amateur.
Yeah.
Baseball player, like.
But that song, though, is really good. And then the Drive is really good, too. And I love how they had Bora in it. And I think we talked about it, like, last
week.
Yeah,
we talked about it, yeah.
But both very good.
Okay, so, oh, yeah, we would like to give another shout-out. Yeah, another shout-out to D.A. His birthday was on the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
November 7th, 1997.
Oh,
day.
His birthday came out.
It was
November
6th.
Mm-hmm.
He's
old. I know.
Very old. But then again, we're kind of old, too.
Yeah. I mean, we're, like, all old on the verge. It's funny. And by the way, my birthday's old, too.
I know. Yes.
Elle's birthday is almost coming up, too.
You have to tweet some pictures of Kyungsu.
Oh, my God.
Pizza!
Yes.
That's
her vice, by the way. She loves so much. Next, of course, Astro's comeback. You know, Astro always comes out with the most cutesy songs, and this one they go for like a schoolboy kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is really cute, and the music video is really cute, except for the end. The end, I'm so confused. Okay, Unruh is my bias, and in the music video he cries like. Tell me, why is he crying at the end? What happened to him? Did, like, the girl reject his love? Or did, like, she accept his love? Like, please tweet me this. I need to know the answer. Because my baby was in tears. And I'm like, what happened to him? Like, he's, I love Anwoo so much. Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
He's so beautiful.
He is. He's like, and this, in this song, they gave him a lot of parts too, which I was really happy about. And then, of course, Sana. Sana has brown hair now.
She does.
And he still looks super gigantic, you know. He's taller than everyone.
I love all of their teaser pictures.
Yes. Oh,
I love cool. all of their feet.
Their feet. Yes. Yeah. Ella hates feet. She has, like, a feet fear.
I hate my own feet.
Yeah.
I hate my own feet. I feel like
even
I
hate my boyfriend's feet. Look at that.
I hate my own feet, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. I forgot to talk about NPAP. When Bang Yang could please get better. I know he's not in any of the live stages, which is kind of sad. But they gave him Chan, Bang Yang good to have friends.
Yeah.
And I love him, Chan. So, but Bang Yang could get better. I know you have, like, a panic disorder, and I'm so sorry about that. But at least he was in the music videos. But I hope he feels better. And same thing with Taehyung. I hope he feels better, too.
Yeah.
But definitely tweet me about Anwoo. Like, what was going on in that music video? I need to know. I have to search up the lyrics.
All you Astro fans.
Help me.
Help, man.
Yes, help me, please. I need help. Like, I'm inserting that stupid, what is it, Kevin Hart. Help me. Help me. Please help me. But, yes, please help me. I need to know. And one of my favorite girl groups had a comeback, and that's Mamamoo. And I love Mamamoo. Mamamoo was the first girl group that I ever bothered to learn all their names. And oh my gosh, this song is one of my favorite Mamamoo songs I have ever heard. And I love, like, every Mamamoo song. But this one is just so good. And Hwasu's voice is amazing.
Really?
Mia's voice is amazing. Solon's voice is amazing, and Moonbyul rapping is amazing, and the whole thing is just amazing. Like, that's the only word I can use to describe it, because it was just so good. And the music video was, like, so, like, oh my god, it was, like, visually pleasing. Like, they all look fantastic. All of their outfits are just beautiful. And then they're singing, and even in the live stages, they're wearing suits, and it just looks so amazing. I'm just going to say amazing like 50,000 times, but trust me, go listen to that song and you'll see like how amazing it is. It's just so good.
I have yet to watch it.
It's so good.
We were planning on watching
it. I loved
it too.
That was my favorite one that came out like all this week.
Mm-hmm.
Mamamoo song is, it's just like on repeat. And the whole, just the song is so good. You'll just be walking around being like, I feel good. And it's true because the song's saying I feel good and you feel good listening to it. And it's so good. And they were getting some, like, men in that music video, and I was so happy for Mamamoo. Except for, you know, Solar. Solar, you should have had Eric Nam.
Oh, see you, which they're leaving. They got married.
Really?
Yeah, they're leaving after, like, 8 months. Because Solar's busy with the comeback, and then Eric Nam is doing,
his
own thing, yeah, I believe.
I know he was in the United States not too long ago.
He was in Miami.
I know.
He was in Miami, you guys. He was recording. He was, like, I think he was here for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
He was,
and then he went to, like, Boston, I believe.
Yeah, and he went to school.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Do you guys watch Eric Nam Snapchat? He was like, oh, my God, I'm going to school to take my finals. I'm like, hey, Nam, you do you.
He's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's so funny. Oh, my God, I was laughing so hard at it.
You too.
But Eric Nam, so cute. Oh, my God. But definitely, listen to Mamamoo's song. Like, support them and their radish-loving selves. I love their lipstick with the radish.
Yeah.
It's so cute. But they're, like, adorable. I love them. And that song, though, is, like, so, so good. So good. Like, I can't even express how much I love that song. It's literally on repeat in my house. My headphones, like, I listen to it all the time since it came out. And, of course, Top Dog made a comeback. And I'm so sad because they lost members.
They did?
Yeah.
What happened?
A lot of members left. real hot dogs.
Oh my god, I did not know this.
Yeah, rainy day. It was really good. I don't really remember because I watched it a while ago, but I remember liking it. It was really good. But I'm so sad they lost members. Like, poor Top Dog. I love you guys. I'm so sad.
I know. By the way, the 2 minute mark. If you would like to contact us, or speak to us, email us at kwkpopradio@gmail.com. Or if you want to tweet us something, your bias, whoever you want to put out there.
Oh my god,
I have a pause. Okay. If you want to, tweet us at Daily K Tweets. I'm on there right now. You guys talk to us. We love you guys.
Tweet us your bias.
Who
are you most thankful for?
Who are you most thankful for? And then we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah.
And then also, if you want to call us right now, you can call us at 347-539-5372. That is 347-539-5372. It's in the bio of the website, and you could call us right now if you want. I feel like you guys are busy. You guys are at school probably, but still, that's okay. We would love for you to, like, at least maybe tweet us something at Daily K Tweets. If you can't call, then that's fine. And then, like I said, we won't bite. We want to fangirl with you guys too.
Yeah.
And, you know, just tell us who you're most thankful for. Your bias.
I'm thankful for Wonho taking off his clothes every 24 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean, who's not?
The body rolls of Wonho.
Wonho is just,
and
he kills us all. I know, he's so buff, man.
Oh.
Wonho's like a man. Oh,
my God.
I can't do it.
Man, thank you.
Him and what is that new drama? Entourage? Like,
mm-hmm.
He was naked in a hot tub. Like, how can you not die? Even though they blurred everything out, we're just like,
he was. What they blurred
out. God, they blurred it out. They blurred everything out. Sorry. Like, our horny selves are coming out. please don't judge us.
PG.
Yep. I know, our producer's talking like, what did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say, naked in a hot tub? Are you kidding me?
And
information. All the K-pop fans need to know that Kang Chu was naked in a hot tub. Like, we all want to see that. We all are going to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is another person that came out this week? Boy 24.
Yes.
Their new song is, like, really catchy. It's like, emergency. E energy, electricity, and you're just like, what? But it's very catchy. Like, I listen to it, and none of it's just stuck in your head. You're just like, E. It's called E, by the way. Like, it's really good. And Vixen, is that the name?
Yeah, Vixen.
Okay.
I think
came out with I'm Fine, and they're a new boy group that just came out, kind of like SF9 and like Pentagon. But they're, like, really good. So, like, go support them. Show them a lot of love. Their song is really good, and their live stages are really good. And, one of the things I've been, like, looking forward to, but I didn't know would come out, is Chris's comeback from EXO. He came out with a song that's called July, and it's all in English. And he just looks so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it totally, like, does not sound like it would be, like, anything related to Asian whatsoever. It sounds straight up American, and, like, he's singing in the song, but, like, in this really deep voice, and then, like, the beat just drops, and it kind of sounds like a flume song, so it has that, like, really hard beat,
mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, dancing, and they're like, Chris, woo, why are you coming for my life, man? Like, he's not my bias. Like, I never even paid attention to him that much in actual. I've always been, like, a hardcore Chanyeol fan. But his song, though, like, I would hear that on the radio in the United States, like, everywhere, if they would only play it. But, oh, my gosh, it is so good. Like, when I go see Chris's movie, when it comes out, when we all go see Chris's movie
gosh,
with Vin
that.
Diesel, like, we'll be blasting the song in the car, like, straight up, because it's so good. But one thing I have to ask, why is it called July? I feel like I heard, like, the actual song, and it has nothing to do with July. It's just a thing, like, I hate it when you go to work, and, like, come on. But, oh, Chris, you're just, you're doing everything right, my friend. Everything. Like, hands to you, props to you for staying awesome. Please stay awesome, and please make more music. Like, I always look forward to a Luhan song when Luhan comes out with music. And, yes, Tao songs are sometimes really lit, but sometimes, I don't know, what Tao is doing, because, for instance, in Black and White, I was like, Tao, what? Like, no, you're still a kid. You can't be cursing like this. But, Chris, you're doing it right. I love your song. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, there's so many groups coming up soon. Like, so many things are coming out.
I know, right?
Yeah. NCT is having a comeback.
NCT 127. Oh, and by the way, I heard a rumor that Doyoung and Johnny are going to be in
this one. Oh, my gosh. Johnny needs to debut already.
He's coming out in a dungeon.
Johnny, like, make more beats and, like, DJ the song, please, because I would look so forward to that, even though your song is just, like, absolutely, like, the song that he came out with, it was so screamo.
Oh, yeah.
The SMT1. I was like, whoa, Johnny. But it wasn't him singing. He was just doing the beats to it. But Johnny, you slay everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, please come out. Like, we need you. Like, please pop out to say hello.
SM Entertainment, stop keeping him in the dungeon.
Don't keep him in the dungeon. Like, let him break free. Like, and, of course, Shiny's having a comeback, too, which I'm so excited about, because, you know, they're going to the military, and we're going to have, like, a couple months, or, like, no, years without Shiny all together.
I know.
We're going to have to, like, delete some of the members and then bring them back, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Like, Taylor's probably going to be, like, taking, like, forever.
He's going to do, like, solo things, probably. I always love Taylor's solo songs, like, that Ace album was amazing, and then the Press Your Number album is fantastic, too. Like,
Taemin never disappoints.
Yeah.
And, like, their repackaged album actually has, like, five ballad songs, and their teasers came out, and which, by the way, oh, my gosh, you guys, like, they all look so good. Like, Shiny, they all look amazing in their teasers. And then, oh, my gosh, they all look so good, but, like, we're looking at it right now.
Yeah.
And they look so, like...
Minho has black hair again?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Ah! I love Minho's gray hair, but thank goodness for the black hair. Like,
Shout out to our producer, Pepper. She didn't like Minho's gray hair.
Yeah, Pepper, he has brown hair now. Black hair or brown, I don't know.
Brown, black hair.
That's Onyum.
Onyum. I love their teasers. It looks so, like, very, like, hipster.
Yeah, it looks like it belongs in, like, American Eagle catalog.
Yes.
Like,
you
Shiny,
can be modeled.
Oh, of course you can. They're beautiful. And, no, I'm talking.
Okay. Hold on.
And
SM is, like, trying to make tacos.
Yeah. And, of course, Obtention is having a comeback finally, and it's Obtention. I love those children so much. I'm excited to see my baby Kojo and Wei and, well, do I love Shao? I like all my little children. I love them all. They're so cute, and they're finally having a comeback. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
I love them. And, of course, B184 has been coming for my life because, like, I've been kind of, like, listening to all of their old music and trying to walk What's happening, like, the song, what's up, tell me, is always stuck in my head. I always have that song stuck in my head. And I'm just excited to see Gongchan, which also he's in the new Celebrity Bromance with Hongbin, which is so cute to see them together. Like, they're all so cute, and I love them, and I'm excited to hear rap again and all of them. I love them.
Paul is very handsome.
And the king, the little kings of K-pop are coming back. Big Bang.
Yes.
I'm so excited for it because they're going to be gone too because they're joining the military also.
Pop is going to
the
military too.
Oh my gosh.
I think they were celebrating. They were celebrating like a party,
mm-hmm.
like YG and also Big Bay. They're just like all together. They're having a party.
Oh my gosh. But
I can't wait.
So excited for them. Of course, G Dragon's gonna come play all their lives and Taeyang and Daesung and Sungjae and T.O.P. and oh my god, I'm just like, so looking forward to it because every single time Big Bang comes out with a song, it's like a total like national anthem. Like everyone,
yeah. Bang Bang
like,
Bang.
Yeah, Bang Bang Bang.
Awesome.
It was so lit. Bang Bang was so lit too. Like every single song by Big Bang is just like
awesome.
My life is over. Like I'm going to live in a cave and just listening to this for like a month. And K&K is having a comeback, a.k.a. the trees, because they're, like, so freakishly tall, all of them. And I'm so excited. And Jihoon, who's my bias, who is the leader, just looks so good in the teaser pictures. And I'm so excited. Like, I'm ready to see, like, another funny dance come out because they always have funny dances with their music videos. But I love K&K. I'm, like, total K&K trash. Snooper's coming out, too. And I love the rapper. I always forget his name, but I can recognize him anytime
yeah.
I see him. I'm just like, you, I love you. I'm so excited for a Snooper comeback because they always have really good songs. And I believe this one isn't like a cutesy concept either. I think this one is more of like a hardcore concept, if I remember correctly, because I think I saw the teaser video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. And then, of course, the cute little bubblegum princes, 17, are having a comeback.
Did you see their...
I saw their teaser pictures.
They all look so good. And Dokkan...
sweaters.
Dokkan cut his hair. And black and white.
Oh my
They're
gosh,
yeah. And then... Sorry if you hear so much noise in the background because SM is cooking.
She's bang, bang, banging.
She's bang, bang, banging beans.
Yeah.
Bang bang, no. No.
Red beans. Red Bean, shout out to Red Bean. Yeah. Oh my gosh. But oh my gosh, all the comebacks that are gonna come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for.
I'm
especially NCT 1.
Yes.
Because
oh
I voted for them for like best group of the year, even though I love Astro so much. But I'm sorry, like NCT 1 and 127, like your whole mini album was straight up
awesome.
Fire.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh. Fire Truck was lit. Wake Up was lit. What's the other one that came out? Switch was lit. Mad City was lit. Oh my gosh. I can't remember the other one that I really like.
It was it like at the end?
No. I love the end song too. Another World.
Another World. I love that song too.
So good. And again. And Paradise. Oh my god, every single song on that album.
It was awesome.
It's so good. That's like Monster X. You know, Monster X, I can listen to their albums on repeat because I literally love every single song on Monster X's albums. Like, none of their songs ever disappoint me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like NCT 127 is the same. Like, every single song on that album, like, did not disappoint. They were just hype after hype after hype after hype. And then even the slow songs were just straight up hype, too.
Yeah.
So I'm just so looking forward to it. And if Elle's right and Johnny and Do Young join, like, oh, my life will be over. Because Do Young's voice, like, his vocals are just amazing and his high notes are just amazing. And then Johnny, I've never really heard him sing. Johnny, I don't know if you're a rapper or a singer.
I feel like he might rap. I don't know.
Well, if you're a rapper, then I will love you even more because I always love the rappers. And I'm excited to see Yusa's face again and Taehyung's face again because I love them. They're my children. And then if Mark is going to be in it, poor Mark. Oh my god.
He's like so overworked.
Yeah.
And like, can I just say, Hansol, SM, don't keep him in the dungeon too. He's old. He's 94. I know he's 94. He's Taehyung's age.
Yeah.
We cannot keep him in the dungeon too. Put Hansol out there, please.
Yes.
He deserves a debut too. Not only Johnny.
I'm so excited. Like,
me too.
Oh my gosh.
And then with 17, I'm excited for their comeback.
Yeah.
Like I'm like it's actually a darker. It's
it's supposedly a dark concept. I think a mature concept, too, because, like, they're all, like, serious.
Yeah, and usually they do cute yourself. So yeah. It's kind of exciting to see them switch up,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just see, like, a new perspective and, like, a new view of something.
It could probably, it could probably be no S-U-N. Oh, my gosh. I would love that concept.
Oh, my gosh.
They need to have that. So I'm excited for that. And then that concludes. Oh, wait. By the way, since it is longer, we only have 30 minutes left, by the way. But if you guys want to call, call at 347-539-5372.
Mm-hmm.
That is 347-539-5372. Or, if you guys want, if you guys are busy, if you guys can't call, if you guys are at school or if you're at work, you could always just tweet us at DailyKTweets. Those of you that are following us, you could just tweet us, like, your bias, whoever you love, tweet us a picture, your band, your favorite band. Let us know, fangirl with us too. Or if you want to email us, you can just always email us at kwkpopradio@gmail.com. That is kwkpopradio@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. So that concludes all of our.
Yes. So now it's time for the much awaited thing, the Rose Corner. SM, throw all your hate. Go!
By the way, guys, she was cooking throughout most of the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hi.
Gotta speak louder.
Your
voice has to be heard throughout the rest of the world. She talks to the bullhorn, I'm just saying. Like, if you guys are ever become friends with her and actually get to meet her in person, bring, like, earplugs, because you can always know her when she talks.
That is. Hello! This Rose Corner is brought to you by the end of Scarlet Heart, Rio. It was interesting, very, very interesting. There were lots of boogers and crying scenes, but you know, it's okay. My first rose was to go for Kang Hanul. You're so petty. You're very petty. But anyways, his face, he looks like a rat.
Alright. Oh my god.
I'm kidding.
He's a beautiful rat then.
He's full of so much hate right now.
The after.
I love these people. I just do it out of love.
The after effects of Scarlet Heart.
Oh yeah. The after effects of Scarlet Heart. Man, like I mean the ending was pretty good, but like, Lee Joon Ki. Lee Joon Ki. Your face, my friend, you cry, like, you look like someone died. Yeah, of course, I do die.
That's spoiler for people.
It ended like a week ago.
I still haven't finished it.
I haven't finished it.
I've been slacking.
But anyways. Like, when he cries, like, there's a bunch of snot involved, and, like, Jisoo also, like, your snot's, like, flying everywhere, like, it's so nasty, and he was so, like, congestinated and ill. And
congestinated?
He looks so nasty looking, he's like slurping his boogers back into his body. When he cries, it's like,
oh
my god. But anyways, yeah, like, that was the ugliest crying scene I've ever seen in my entire life, but okay. The one! You guys know that faithful video that CBS released, but they were like, being selfish with it until now! I'm gonna say the star of the video is Suho. And thank you, Suho. Thank you for giving me the best memes I could ever have.
Mm-hmm.
I have them now in HD, and they're like great, like, I love those memes.
I know you
like,
do.
That's goals.
but anyways, he's our meme king.
Yeah, his face is a meme. He's a giant.
Did you guys talk about Lady Papa?
Yes, we did.
But anyways.
Last.
But, show. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for those memes. But anyways, their outfits, they're not that impressive. They look like 5-year-olds. They look like they don't even know how to dress themselves, first of all. But anyways, I would say the best dress is Shuman. Because
he looked like,
he looked fresh.
He did look fresh.
Very fresh. But anyways, also, Beth's hair. What did you do to yourself, my friend? What did you do? what happened here?
She looks cute.
Oh, my gosh. Nan got herself a taco.
Not even a taco, no burrito.
A burrito.
But anyways, his hair, as you can see the pictures, it was tied into knots. Beautiful.
Yes, tied into knots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. They were he looked great. He looked really great. Okay, Chef! I forgot about Chef. I haven't roasted you in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, Chef. But then again, you're doing a great job. I'm not bothering you, but you know, it's okay. I love you, Chad. Sehun, I haven't roasted Sehun in 2 months.
That's a world record in her term.
I mean, we had the roast every day, but you guys haven't had the roast. Hey, you guys seen the broadcast that was, put yesterday?
Wait. Before you go on to Sehun, you don't want to talk about Becky?
Rebecca! Pion! Oh my God, Rebecca Pion. We all love Rebecca Pion. She looks beautiful in a way. When you squint your eyes. Yeah.
But oh, by the way, you guys, he showed his picture. And his broadcast.
He was pretty.
Because they said, I remember he mentioned something about if they win, they would show a picture of Becky. And he was so excited. He was he was embarrassed, but he was I'm so embarrassed to show you guys because I was so into it. The makeup and everything.
He was so pretty, legit. If I was a guy, I would have dated Becky.
Thank you.
Rebecca.
That's what we call it.
Rebecca Bion. But anyways, Sehun, my friend, next time you go to a shop where you have, testers, do not take all the testers. Let poor Chaniel get some testers. You took, 50,000 testers, and you didn't even use them. And then you see Chaniel with lipstick.
He had, four lipsticks.
Yeah, 4 lipsticks, exactly. That's it. That's sad. That is so sad.
He covered up, the whole basket with testers.
Yeah.
If you guys saw the broadcast,
at
5 p.m. Korean Standard Time.
Which most of us are sleeping.
Yeah. We were sleeping.
But anyways, next on my list is, let me finish this up. Next time Sehun, don't grab all the testers. Let other people have the test.
Yeah, we could. But
Chaniel's lipstick deal. You know you're terrible at putting on lipstick yourself. Terrible. You jab the lipstick into Sehun's lips. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's mean and painful. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for him, but anything.
He's a baby. Of the group.
No.
So he's like, okay, I'll let you put lipstick on me.
Lena's like, he's stabbing, but okay. Jisoo. You know, Jisoo's character, yes, he was relevant into the drama. But at the same time, most of the time he was just standing there. And also that other guy, I forgot his name. But, like, they were standing there, the nice prince. I forgot his name.
The one that doesn't look Korean?
The one that looks like a Mexican.
Yeah.
The ninth prince?
The ninth prince. He looks Mexican, like, friend. He looks Mexican, like, if you like a taco, I will make you a taco. But, you know, tacos for everybody. But anyways, like, that drama overall was really good. Except for, sorry, they were crying. And then Dookie was like, Where's Hesu? I was like pointed to the urn.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the urn. Urn. He was in that urn thing. And like he cried and like he looked like a psychopath. He looked like he was about to kill somebody. Like,
oh, and by the way, who else is mad at the original ending was supposed to be like? Did you watch the original ending of it? Well, apparently IU posted something on her Instagram, I believe, where she posted like her like sitting on the floor. She was crying, I believe, and there was someone with a handkerchief, and so, oh, SM's about to grab her phone and look at it, but apparently that was supposed to be the original ending, for those that, you know, that haven't seen it yet, but apparently that was supposed to be him with the handkerchief, and then it ends there, but, you know, I don't know why, the PD name, why do you gotta always, like, ruin, like, such a good ending? And so just show us, release, put it on DVD, the original endings. Oops. Oh, yeah, the original endings and, like, all the stuff that you guys cut out, all the scenes. And, yeah, I know there was one with Baekhyun. There was one with Baekhyun, and you apparently cut it out. Come on now.
But, you know, I have to congratulate Baek. He did it. He survived. He did a good job. Mingyu's hair. Bam, your hair, where did it go? Like, it's gone. It's orange and it's gone. You look like the annoying orange, like, no, 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 no. He looks like the annoying orange right now. Like, that's what he reminds me of. Like, your hair is gone. You have the, my company hates me haircut.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good, my friend. It never is. And, well, I don't have any much roast anymore. So, that's it for the roast corner. Back to you, Elle.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, the word of the day is called, my company hates me haircut. Our producer, Pepper, is just, like, dying with Mingyu's hair.
It is so bad. Like, I love Mingyu, but his hair,
oh, no. Oh my gosh. She's dying. She's listening to us right now. And, okay. Oh my god, I'm like choking. Our word of the day is Chuseok, and, that means Thanksgiving, I believe.
Yes.
In Korean.
Yes.
So, happy Chuseok Day.
We'll teach you how to say thank you. Thank you in Korean is 감사합니다.
You use it after
so
every...
So go around to people and just be like, 감사합니다. Like, thank you.
Yay.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, guys, I had to take a pause. My throat is, like, dying. So... Okay, so that concludes our session for today.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
It's so sad that, like, we have to end the show, which is only with one month a month.
Because we usually love doing it like twice a month, but that was like before. That was like around like the summer because we were not, all of us were not busy. But because of like school and such, like we're all busy, we all have our own schedules. But yeah, we still do make time. We still haven't forgot about you guys, and we still make time to at least make like at least once a month. And so that today, that what?
Let's say what we're thankful for.
Hold on. Today, so that concludes our Thanksgiving special, which means our next special will be Christmas.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! Well, around like near Christmas. It won't be on the day of Christmas because, of course. On Christmas Day, we're going to be, like, you know, vacation. We're going to be gone. But it's going to be near Christmas. It will be, like, you know, our next special will be on Christmas, near Christmas. We hope you guys are excited as we are for the holiday season. When you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, anything else, or just the winter season and festive atmosphere, we invite you to join us this December for our last show of the year. We're not leaving you guys. This is not on our December special. We're not leaving. It's just our last show for the year. We're still going to continue on January from then forth. And we hope to have a nice conclusion to our first year doing this radio show as well. It's been fun. Well, I guess we're going to talk about that like during our Christmas special, but yeah, we're ending it actually really early too, because we're supposed to end at 2:30, and so
we're not ending it early yet,
but like we have so much to talk about still, and so we hope you guys enjoyed this radio show. You guys are so excited. We see you liking our posts on Twitter, but yet, you know, you guys are on it. Talk to us next time, okay, you guys?
Bunny, who's that? Let's see what we're thankful for.
Oh, wait, hold on, not yet. I keep interrupting SM. Our social media is to make sure to follow us on Twitter. If you haven't done so already, at Daily KTweets. Our Instagram is KWKPopRadio, and our Snapchat is, well, that's still in construction right now, but follow us on Twitter. At Daily K Tweets, that is Daily K Tweets, and our Instagram is KWK Pop Radio, and our email is kwkpopradio@gmail.com. That is kwkpopradio@gmail.com. Don't forget, we have our YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe if you want to keep up with our crazy videos, crossovers, and even reaction videos. Yes, we're still going to do reaction videos. I don't know when, but we'll make sure to do that. And so we still have yet to watch BAP and B2B. Only Nan has watched it so far. And also Mamamoo as well. And so now we're going to be doing our thankful.
Yes, what we're thankful for since Thanksgiving is coming up. SM, I guess, would like to go first.
Okay, I'm thankful for my buddies, my friends,
our crew, yes.
I'm thankful for everybody in Everyday Folks Radio, Dr. Jones. Of course, I am thankful for my Korean boyfriend that loves me so much.
Mm-hmm.
He's currently listening to us, and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for my family and food.
Food.
That's about it.
We're currently making food right now. You're not thankful for...
I'm thankful for also
your bias, yes.
Of course.
An EXO.
Do you want to go next?
You go.
I am, of course, thankful for the radio show and all the staff that puts this together, mm-hmm. including all of us that actually talk during the radio show, and Pepper, who's always behind the scenes. Thank you, Pepper. We love you.
Thank you, Pepper.
And Dr. Jones and Everyday Folks Radio. I'm also thankful for BTS because I love them. I'm thankful that you guys make music and just K-pop in general. Thank you for making music and bringing us all together because it wasn't for you guys. And we would have none of this. I'm thankful for my family and, of course, my boyfriend, too, who is going nuts right now because I told him I was in a car accident today.
Oh, my God.
But I'm okay, everyone. I'm still alive. Nothing happened with me. I know. Ella was with me all because of an idiot person. Shout out to that idiot person. You were wrong. I don't know if you listen to this, but if you do, shame on you. But, yes, I'm thankful for everyone and... Yes, thankful for life, too. Thank you for giving me life and such a good life to live. Okay.
Okay, so I am thankful to this radio show. I'm also thankful to Dr. Jones, our boss, and also Everyday Folks Radio. And I'm thankful to the crew, the staff that's with us right now. I'm thankful for, like, Nan. I'm thankful for SM. I'm thankful for Kat, who's not here, unfortunately. She was supposed to be here, but, of course, like, with some last-minute circumstances, she couldn't make it. So, but it's okay. We love you, Kat. And also, of course, Pepper, who's listening to us right now. She's not with us because she's going somewhere right now, but we're thankful for her. She's always working so hard, making sure that this radio show looks perfect. And
it wouldn't run smoothly without you.
Yes, it wouldn't. This whole radio show thing wouldn't run smoothly without our producer, Pepper. And so we're thankful for her. I'm also thankful for K-pop. I love K-pop, like, for such a long time. I'm thankful for it. It actually changed my life. And I met all of you guys. I met all the fans and then all of, you know, our followers. I'm thankful for them, too. I'm thankful for that you guys are listening to us right now. We wouldn't be here without you guys, too. And also, I'm thankful for just K-pop in general. Thank you, K-pop, for everything. I also am thankful for my family, my friends, and also EXO. I love EXO. All of the K-pop bands that I love. And I'm also thankful for Dio. Do Kyungsoo, I love you so much, and I'm thankful for him. So, yeah, I also want to say, let us know what you guys are thankful for. Let us know on our Twitter or just communicate with us through there and just, you know, let us know who you're thankful for. And also, I want to give a shout-out to you guys. Thank you all again for our listeners. You mean the world to us, by the way. We would be nowhere without you guys. We wish you would have a safe holiday with lots of food and happy memories. Eat lots of turkey, you guys, and gravy.
Yes, and cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And stuffing. Can't go wrong.
Oh, by the way, Pepper has her thankful wish. Her message was she's thankful for Faith, her family, her friends, the KWK pop crew, Everyday Folks, Dr. Jones, her biases. She's thankful for her biases.
Hi, Jimin.
Jimin.
Yeah.
Jimin and Taemin. She's also thankful for K-pop, and she's also thankful for the opportunity to produce the radio show.
The laughing smiley face at the end.
Yep. And, you know, of course, she's always so hardworking. We're so thankful for her. And also, like I said, we wish you all a safe holiday with lots of food and happy memories. I love how Pepper's like saying, arigato.
Yeah, thank you in Japanese. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Let's see. We will see you guys in December.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that concludes.
We'll come back with a lot more comebacks. You'll probably see them later. They'll tweet about the music videos that they watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, look forward to that. Please support us and give us lots of likes. We will try to comment back to every one of you if we do post a video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll comment to literally every single one of you. I swear, I will comment to every single one of you that comments on the video.
We'll be like, yes, thank you all for liking our reaction. But, yeah, I will also post the link of Conan. We will also post the link of the YouTube channel, so make sure you guys subscribe to us because we will be doing reactions. Thank you, SM. She gave me a taco just now. And so, a burrito. A taco.
Soy burrito. Okay, you can't.
Soy and burrito.
Oh, burrito, yeah.
So, yeah, and also for next year, since, you know, well, we'll probably talk about that in our Christmas special, but mm-hmm. I just want to give it an early notice to you guys. Hopefully we'll be able to have more projects, and, like, we're going to continue to expand. We're working on our T-shirts, reactions, and also continuing to expand with you guys along with us. And so, yeah.
Well, tweet, they have a BTS meetup coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
In downtown Miami. And we'll tweet you the link to all of it. And we'll probably all go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you guys see us and you listen to our radio show, or if you want to go, I bet you a lot of you are, like, BTS trash, like you know we are.
Yeah.
You guys can all meet us, and we can talk about, like, all the things we love about K-pop and BTS. We'll talk about how all of them just kill us in general, because
mm-hmm.
they all do. Mostly BTS, which ruins my life, but I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we'll tweet out that picture with the place where it is and what day and what time it is at.
Bye.
So, come meet us. Yes.
Yeah. I know.
If you come meet us and, you know, like come take pictures with us, I'll follow you on Instagram, mm-hmm. on my actual account, not on our regular account.
Yeah.
But, like, take pictures with us and hashtag it KWKPopRadio.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take... We'll like and comment on all the pics and then follow you guys. So, yes.
Mhm. And so, that concludes our radio show, you guys. Woo!
Yeah.
Yay. And so, therefore, we will see you all next radio show.
Yes.
I don't know when that will be, but I'll let you guys know. I'll tweet it out for you guys. Our next special, it will be around December. Like near Christmas, at least, around there. And so, yeah.
Next month.
But anyway, this concludes our show. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Or whatever.
Enjoy. Be safe, you guys.
Yes.
You lost the taco.
Don't be like me and get into a car accident.
Today.
Yeah.
Lots of tacos.
Well, turkey.
Turkey.
Gravy.
Tacos.
Gravy.
Turkey tacos, that sounds really gross.
Pepper says she loves you all, by the way. Okay.
Bye!